Grandma, what did when you went down to, you got married in Ferndale, Oregon, right? Just over the Washington border?
In May, before Leonard and I was married, in November, my father was called to Walla Walla on the state jury. While they were down there, they went to visit a family, Mr. and Mrs. Charlie Richards, that used to live in Dry Gulch, just over the hill from the Clarkston Heights. And they fell in love with that country down there, and he bought a 20-acre tract all in alfalfa and a fruit orchard and a nice two-story house with a lovely garden and quite a few berries. And my mother then, when they came home, she packed up all of the furniture and everything except dishes, the cook stove, table and chairs and two beds, and I stayed on the ranch with my father until his crop was all harvested and stacked to be threshed. And it was about then he put my mother and my three little brothers and sister on the boat, because there was no railroad up at the river at that time, and she went on the boat to Victoria and transferred from there onto the train to Clearwater, Oregon, and then had her furniture and everything taken to Ferndale, just a short distance. And she was down there until about the 25th or 26th of August before my father and I went down there. Mr. Hayward, Leonard, and I was married the November the 27th in 1907. And Reverend John LeCornu, at that time, was the minister, the chaplain of the Walla Walla Penitentiary, to where years before, when I was a little girl, he was the minister of the Methodist Church in Assotin. And he and his wife and their two twin daughters, Grace and Gertrude, used to be an awful good friends of my folks and used to come out to the ranch. So when Leonard and I was married, we found out that he was the chaplain of the Walla Walla Penitentiary, and Mrs. LeCornu and one of the twins, Gertrude, had passed away. But Grace was still keeping house and staying with her father. So he was the minister that married us. And they used to kid me and ask me what I did that the chaplain of the Walla Walla Penitentiary married us. But he was just a real good old friend. The family all thought the world of it.
What religion was he? Was he a Presbyterian or
Methodist?
Methodist?
The Methodist Church in Assotin was where we knew him so well.
Huh. Well, then you came back up here on the train after your wedding.
We left now. We was married the 27th.
Did Grandpa have this
Friday, the 29th, we took what they called at that time a short train between Walla Walla through Colfax to Moscow. And we took the train, and when we got out from Walla Walla, there was a little station, hay station, between Walla Walla and Starbucks. There was a family got on there with six children. Their names was Ellen and Molly, Robbie and Johnny, and Corey and Wallace. And the mother was one of these kind that wanted her children to be perfect. And the Pullman football team had been to Walla Walla for their Thanksgiving game, and the most of the boys were in our coach. One of the boys, there was a young girl sitting up about two seats ahead of us, went up to sit alongside of this girl, so some of the other boys got to giving the two little boys a nickel or dime to go up and say something kind of smart. And the father really was in a rage over it. Well, when they got to Colfax, they got off the train there, and the mother says, "Come on, Ellen and Molly and Robbie and Johnny and Corey and Wallace, are we all here? Where's John?" So after we were married and started raising our family, I used to go to visit them, and when I'd get ready to go home, Uncle Will would say, "Well, come on, Mark, Verla, Mary, Spencer." He always kidded me. And if he'd see us any place with the children all in the car, he'd say, "Well, there goes Ruth in her orphan's home, but they're darn cute kids, anyhow." Oh, let's see. I got a set of a berry dish and this sauce dishes. And I got some towels. They wasn't only about 25, counting children and all, about 25 or 30 was all there was to my wedding.
All of the things that you needed to keep house on the ranch, how did you get those? Did you have to buy them yourself, like your dishes and everything?
When we got married and went out on the ranch, I had towels and some sheets and pillowcases. And I didn't get but very few dishes. Aunt Carrie and Uncle Bill Smith, Aunt Carrie gave me a dish or two. And then there was Mr. and Mrs. Richards. They gave me something. And then, of course, Mom and Dad, they gave me a few dishes to bring home with me. And Ella and May Fordyce, they both gave me, I believe, some towels or pillowcases. I didn't get very many gifts when I got married.